Chesed Aleph, the Rosh. Kivan Dixiv, Mishpacha Summer Sabisam. Midrashinon, Mine Perkish Nechlim, Mishpacha's Av Kruya Mishpacha. Mishpacha's name is not called Mishpacha. So, Sahavamino, so if the Torah would just write Li'imoy, I would have said, the imoy also the mutei av, and by the father, if you don't write anything, so Rabbi Kiva holds that we said that answered krivim and rechakim. So we don't write anything; everybody's out. But if the Torah would continue and just write li imoy, I would say that's coming to explain with that which I learned from nefesh base. Or Nashus Mace, Kroivim and Rechaikim. It's only Imoy which is excluded. But Obiv is not excluded. Why? Because the father's head is called Mishpacha. So not only is the father included, the Rosh says, Hamin of the Imoy Osi, the Mutei Av, Ukroivim Didei. And not only the Av, but say a brother through the father, but also would be Mutei, because it's also called Mishpacha. Mishpacha's aim is not called Mishpacha. Shitamalehem. That I would come and say that the Isser of Krivim is excluding the father's side. And the word Umeis, which we said before, is Elog HaKrivim, Habamina Mukmina Bekrivim Hilaim. Relations through the mother.
What if the mother herself? I mean, suggesting that the uncles are more karov than the mothers.
Well, uncles, there's no din of tumah. Well, I'm saying it would be relations through the father's side. So a brother that he shares, or a sister that he shares from the father, has a different end than the one he shares from the mother. Excuse me. Okay. Abhash Nasib Tavayu. Okay. Now it wrote both. So, again, for the purpose to tell me that there's no din too much to either the father's side or the mother's side, it didn't say anything. It said nefesh mace or nafshus mace, so that it tells me everybody. But once it wants to write more to teach me halakha base mitzvah, so it can't just say one or the other. That's the point of the Gemara. It has to say both. No, I don't know what the Gezer. The topic over here isn't the Gezer Shav. The topic over here is the din of Mimatam of the Meis Mitzvah. I don't know what to do with that. Those are coming now because it didn't have to write either. Dal Kol Nafshes Meis, the Kohen Gadol, Minevish Meis, the Nozer Shemin and Kol Akrivim. Okay, I'm sorry. The Rosh is going back on his pshat that we're going on Kohen Gadol. So the Aviv Le'imoy by Nazir is teaching me the din of Meis Mitzvah. The Aviv Le'imoy by Kohen Gadol, Le'imoy is teaching me Gzeirah Shavah. But I can't just write Le'imoy because of the mistaken understanding. So the only way I can write the Gzeirah Shavah of Le'imoy is by writing the Aviv Le'imoy. Okay, that's what I missed in the rush. Okay, he's going back, and the pshat is going on to Kohen Gadol. Le'imoy to Kohen Gadol, Hutzuch Lichtoy with the Gzeirah Shavah. It had to write Le'imoy by Kohen Gadol for the Gzeirah Shavah. Le'imoy to Hutzuch Lichtoy with Le'imoy, Hutzuch Lichtoy with Le'aviv. And that, once it had to write Le'imoy, it had to write both. The Le'tema, because you'd only wrote Le'imoy for the Gzeirah Shavah, I would have interpreted incorrectly. Dimly Imoy Matin and Aviv. Well, Aviv the Noz. Okay. So If it just wrote Imo, I would say Imo is Osir, but Aviv is excluded from the Yisr, and Aviv is Mutter. Now, Aviv the Nazir, Hutzuk Lichtoiv, the Midrash Minayt, the time of the Meis Mitzvah. Now, L'Aviv by Nazir, according to Bekiva, teaches me Meis Mitzvah, but I can't write L'Aviv without L'Imo. This is not the Mitzvah L'Imo, don't tame on me, Aviv, Mametin, and Imo. Okay, then the next point is the Rush points out, like that we saw in Tosis before, is the Islay, the Rebekiva, Muftimitzarechot, Lemaidim, Vein Meshivin. So even though the word Le'imoy by Karngadol is only Mufta on one side, the Karngadol side it's Mufta, but by the Nazir side it's needed. So Muftimitzarechot, Karngadol Rebekiva, is Lemaidim, Vein Meshivin. You can make the Le'imoy, you can't ask any questions, even though it's only Muftimitzarechot. Not like a Bishma who needs Mufta Mishneit Stadim to say Lemaidim, Vein Meshivin. Or, said the Rosh, Inami. You keep him the Goli Kroa, Gabi Kain Gadol, to Ovi V'Imo Shkuli Meim, who then Gabi Nazir, Riyata L'Imo, the Nazir, L'Haftas, K'Rish Shalom Beis, Stodim. That, this Habamina, that I've differentiated between Kain Gadol, by Kain Gadol, between a father and a mother, the Torah said is not true. So now by Nazir, it could write La'aviv, and I won't make that mistake. So then La'imo is actually extra. So now, so by Kain Gadol, Aviv and Imo teaches me the Gzeirah Shabbat, and it's there just for the Gzeirah Shabbat. That's Mufta on the Kain Gadol side. By Nazir, the word La'imo is extra because I don't need it by Nazir anymore, because I know that I won't make the mistake and differentiate between father and mother based on Kain Gadol. So by Nazir, La'aviv is sufficient to teach me Meis Mitzvah, and Imoy is for Gzeir Shabbat. So then it's both from Mishteit Stadim. Okay. I want to show you one thing over here in the Tosfos. No, I don't see it. Okay. Zot Gemara, Mentesim Aleph, the bottom line. Okay. According to Bekiva, I'll call Nafshos Mace Lo Yavai Lomeli. Okay. So we darshan by Nazir, Nefesh, and Mace, etc. But once I know by Kain Gadol, so why we already said before that we equated Kain Gadol and Nazir, so I don't need Alkol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavai by Kain Gadol. So what do we do with Alkol Nafshos Meis? So I'll think more like this. So I'll call Lafuke Rukhaikin. Mace Lafuke Kraven. So I understand the post says I'll call Napshas Mace Loya Voy Lavibili Mori Loya Tamu. Okay. So I'll call Nafshas Meis Lo Yavoi Lo Vibili Mor Lo Yitamoa, while call Lo Yitamoa would have been sufficient, right? So I'll call Nafshas Meis Lo Yavoi Lo Vibili Mor Lo Yitamoa. Just right, I'll call. I know you cannot be mitama, but I would say that's referring to Rechaykim, just like by Kohen Hedyet and the Kohen Gadol over two lavim. Says the word I'll call. Nafshas Meis, the word Meis is Lafuke Krivim. Well, I'll call Meis Lo Yavo, it tells me even Krivim. Nafshayis lafukir refi is dam shiyotze mishnei mesim shem tamer boil. Shemar alkol nafshayis mes lo yavoy. So there are certain tumas by mes which only have tumas magu masa. For example, etzem kasara. We'll see in the next mishnah that a bone the size of a barley corn, a bone of a mace the size of a sa'ora, is matama through maga, touching it or masa, lifting it, but not through oil.
You need rov binyan.
You need either you need rov binyan or minyan, the gogarlis or the shadra. So those are nicker, the mace are nicker in those things. So, or a roiva kava tzamas, or have a certain amount of tzamas, even if it's not rovinyan or rovinyan, but a certain amount, it's matama boil. The shear for tumas oil for dam of a mace is a revius. The machlokes of mishnayos in mishnayos oil is that only if it comes from one mace, but revius dam, which comes from two maceim. Rabbi Kiva said that it's matama boil also, and he learns it out from nafshois mace. So the change from the plural to the singular indicates the more it says that the minimum amount of revius of the dam, minimum amount of dam that a person needs to live is revius. So revius dam is considered misa because that could have been what gave life. Two nafshois combined together to create the source of mace, which means they created a revius dam.
And with
this is actually there's nothing to do with an iser. It's teaching me shabatama boil because it's lo yavoy. So this tells me that this is a source of tumah boil. It's not specific to the kain gadol. Okay.
Right, but how do I know that? I mean,
because the Torah writes in Lashon Bo'yavai, which means it tells me this is a source of tumah boil.
Well, I thought this was nazir, but if Kohen Gadol, I mean, how do we know that we're so machmir by everybody else?
Well, yeah, but the way he's not learning it, the issue here isn't, the issue is the issue has to be because there's tumah there. So I see there's tumah there. We don't fit anywhere that you treat the dinim of what's matame different between kohen gadol and hedyot. So the third wrote a little yava. You may not go into be in there with that revius dam of two mesim. Tells me that it's a source of tumah. Okay, is up the rush. The bottom rush of the Testament Aleph. Al kol nafshos meis lomali. Aga the dorish nefesh meis. The nozer boy nami the midrash kroah the kohen gadol. So that's not really, you know, regards to everything we've tried to accomplish now in the conversation. We know already. But let's just finish off the kohen gadol part. Al kol nafshos meis lomali. Now, he's not worse than the kohen hedyot. So the lava labishne lava, the lava high kroah, the yedina lay, the lo yikara mikaren hedyot, is not telling me creating an iser, it's also anyway. The kiddush, it would have to say, it's telling me that there's two lava.
So
Rava says, okay, now I'm sure this is done, above mishne mesim, shoshal the tam Allah. The shidin, now I'm sure it's mace, beis nefoshes, mishum mace echot. So the plural of the word nafshas and the singular of the word mesim tells me two nafashas generated one quote unquote misa. The han revius echod. Okay, now the lush of the more is lafuke revius dam. So the rush really is going to grapple with it. The phrase should have been lasuye revius dam. The point of the pasuk is to teach me that even this is included in the yisurim, not excluding it. You're including it, not excluding it.
So
okay. So Zot Rosh Kach Kotzim makes a sword and Lafuke Revius Dam. So according to the gears which we have in our Gemara of Lafuke, it's there's a world of heter, and this is excluded from the world of heter. You may not do it, but Rebbe from Iksiv Lasuye is coming to include it. It's coming to include this in the things which are Matama Boil. This is included as well. Okay. Now, the next Mishnah is going to go through a list of the different tumas that a Nazir has the din of being Megaleach. And what's interesting, we're going to see there are some things which would be Metama the Nazir, Tumas Meis, but there's no din of Giluach. different than the Tibai Koyen. Okay, and some of them are the same. Al elu tumas hanozer megaleach. So these are the tumas that the nozer would have to go through the whole. He has an issue to be matama. If he is matama, he has to cut his hair and go through the whole process of bringing the korban, etc. Al mace, if there's a whole mace. Well, kazayis ben a mace, and the Gemara is going to ask. Once it looks like a mace is a problem, a kabel chomer of mace is a problem, so a mace is really not needed. That same phrase is found in the Mishnah in Oilus in regards to the dinim of what's matama, but oil, it's another mace, well, because I swim a mace. And the more is going to talk about, quote that conversation as well. Okay, now the next thing is, well, because I is netzel. So netzel is after the mace has been in the body starts to decompose, so it liquefies, it becomes like very liquidy. So kazayis of that liquid is called kazayis netzel. So it's no longer flesh. Full, it wouldn't be perceived as flesh. So that's not kazayis ben emes. It's called kazayis netzel. V'amaloi tarbud rekev. If the mace is buried in a orange shalshayish, so as opposed to, let's say, wood or cloth, whatever it is, and eventually the body just decomposes into offer, so that offer is, it's the dirt of the mace, because there's nothing else there, and the more says it over here, in the different place. It's somebody who's buried Orum Orin Shalshai. So there's nothing else mixed in. So all you have over here after it totally decomposes and becomes, you know, the liquid seeps out and it's just dry dirt. So if you take a tarbet is a certain size of a container, a cup, that's the word I'm looking for, a spoon. Of rock of recoven. Recoven is when it totally decomposes. So a malo tarbet of that is metama boil, and it's also a nazir would have the dinim of tumas mace on that. Ala shedra, balagogarlis, the spine or the skull. Well, every min a mace. If you have a complete aver of the mace, even though there's not a kazayas of basar on it, but if it has basar, gidim, and atzomis, definition of an aver is it has all three in it. If it has all three parts, and it's a full aver, so it could be a small joint of a finger, but if it has the bone, it has whatever gidim there are in that, and it has the basar, that's metama boil, and the nazir has the din of tuma to it. While every minachai gets done like a mace. Sheyesh alav boster karoy. Now then it's only metama like a mace. If there's enough boster on it, karoy enough that you roy to. It doesn't say what it's roy for. So what it means is that had it had that amount of basar left on it, means even if some of the basar got stripped away, if there's enough basar that it had it still been attached, it would be able to regenerate and grow back. So that's called basar karoy, which is not a lot, the Gemara says. Valkati kavat somis. Now, a roi of a kav, a quarter of a kav of bones is matama boil. But the din of nazir is only by a kati kav, and so Tosafot we already points out. I think over here, right? No, he says on the Katzi Lug, on the next one. Well, Katzi Lug Dam. So the shear for Nazir to have a dinim of Tuma is on a Katzi Lug, not a Revius Lug. So Tosafot points on the Katzi Lug Dam. I'll be shimma Tama of oil, but Revius. Kadisim and Messias and oil. So come on, can we know some Galek, El Katzi Lug? We shear in Halakha Moshe Messinai. So this was Halakha Moshe Messinai, that even Tuma's mace applies less than a Katzi Kab of a tzamas, or less than a katzi lug of dam, but that the nazir doesn't have an issur in that.
So a nazir who became exposed to
Revakav would be tummy tumas mace, mm-hmm. but not have the dinim of losing his naziris.
So if he was towards the end, he would need to go through Kazaya.
And then after that, to be able to bring his Korban. Correct. So there's no din of Yehayim Rishonim Yiplu, just like there's no din of Yehayim. We had cases like that. According to the we had, if it's only, you need 2 days as opposed to 1 day, so the first day doesn't lose a day, so let's go through the process of Tahara. Or he became Tomei after Malois, so he already finished this whole process. We can't go to Beis HaMikdash like that. You know, we had Tomei the last day, we had a Machlokes in Tanoim, so we had cases like that. Okay. Well, so on these things, Val Magon Val Masan by Erlan. One gear takes out the first. Rishav takes out the first vav. Al Magon Masan and Erlan. Val Etzim Kesara Al Magon Val Maso. Al Elo Nosim Megaleach. Umaz Meshlishu Bishvi Misayis Seres Akadmin. He loses his count, and a maskal limos elarchi yitara. Maybe it's karbonos. So he has to go through the process of tahara, bring the karbonos of a nazir tomei, and then he starts over again. The Rosh does not comment on the Mishnah. Zot d'gemara, turn rabbanan. Acher pitirosa shall the mayor. I'm sorry. Tosis al Chatzi Kavat Tzomis does point that out as well over there. Two lines in. Al Chatzi Kavat Tzomis, that's what I'm looking for. Al Bishmatama Boil Beroiva Hakav, Kadisa Behedim Asisan Perakamal Hill. The sheer Tuma Boil is a Roiva Kav. El Matam and Boil Kachacha Roiva Tzomis. Abba Mirav Minyano Mirav Binyanoi. Kamakam Allahu, the Ain of Nazim Galech, El Katzikab, Allah Moshe Sinai, is that by dinim of Nazim being Megaleach. Katzikab. Okay. Okay. Fine. Zuck the So the more Omer Tarabon Akr Pityosa Shura Mayor Omel and Rebuhudla Tamidov. Al Yiknusu Tamidi Remeir Lakan. I don't want to allow Remeir Tamidim to join my yeshiva. In they should come to run in Hain because they're argumentative. Their goal isn't to come and to learn. Their goal is to prove why they're right. So the Chavetz Chaim quotes this Gemara.
Who does?
Chavetz Chaim. He says, that sounds like Lashon Hara to me. Right? So he says, you see in a case where Lashon Hara is Latoelis, that he has a specific need to say it. So his goal isn't to vilify, his goal is to say for valid purpose that he doesn't want them in the yeshiva because they're going to disrupt the function of the yeshiva, etc. So it's not considered Lashon Hara. I'm being makatzer in the conversation of the Chavetz Chaim, but this is one of the rayas that he brings to that sugya. So Mar says, "Dochak sumchus, sumchus of the Talmud or a mayor. Sumchus pushed his way even ichnas." Amar lehem kach shanali remeir. Elo tumas and ozim megalech ala meis makazais min a meis. So stamish is remeir. That's the case that we have. Rebbe Yehuda did not have the words ala meis. He left those words out because, like we said, it's a kavul chaver. Kazais min a meis covers a meis is included in a kazais min a meis. Rebbe Yehuda, that was the correct gersa. Comes sumchus to say no, but Remeir says not like that, right? So cause of Yehuda got upset. Marmalan lo kachamarju lechem. He comes to Remeir lekanu eshe kantaronin hein. That he's just being argumentative. Like, I know there's such a gersa. I decided that that's not the right gersa, so he has to come and tell me you should know. But Remeir is not like that. Shkoyach. It doesn't make sense. Al kazayis ben amazim galech. Al amazim lo kolshken. Okay. So that's the story. So Amr Biyosi. So Biyosi responded to the situation. Yarmu people. This is, and he said to him. He said to himself the following thought process. Yarmu people will say, Meir Shachav Yehuda Koas. Yosi Shosak Tarmatahel out. Your mayor is gone. Yehuda is not thinking straight. He's getting a little upset and not addressing it in an intelligent way. So if I keep quiet and I don't address the question, so what's going to be with Torah? So even though maybe I'll cover Rabbi Yehuda, I should be quiet, but I feel that I can't do that. So Rabbi Yosi, Lo Nitzchal LeMei Shein Aleh Alav Kazayis Boser. You'd have a navel. In the earlier stages, the aggregate amount of busa there isn't a kazayis, but it's a full mace. That's where that's also included in the Mishnah. Okay. Okay. There's a more of a dying. So the more still, Yarmru, they could argue al Aver Mimenu Megaleach al Kula Lakolshkein. So once they said Aver Mimenu Meis is there's a din of which doesn't need a Kazayis Buser.
Does not
need a Kazayis Buser. The din of Aver is even though there's not a Kazayis Buser, as long as it's a full Aver, even though it's not a Kazayis Buser, as long as there's Buser Gidim and Atzamas. Right. So again, Kabbal Kermit to a whole mace. The Aver Mimenu Meis is Matamik. Again, what do I need the case of? Alameis. So the Mora says, "I'll every minute of Megaleh, I'll kill him on Kolshkim." Ella, Kedama Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan answered, and the Mishnah in Oilus, the same answer you should give over. You can give over here now. Where is it? So the Maisa So it's a funny Gemara. So we have the Tana Rabbi Yossi giving a teretz. Gemara asking a kasha. Gemara saying, yeah, but you know, we have to answer like Rabbi Yochanan. Otherwise, Rabbi Yossi got it wrong. So I saw. Where did I see it? I was looking last night in the Masifta Gemara. Who did he quote it from? I don't remember.
Would you let
me? Oh, yeah. Thank you. It quotes from Sefer Be'er Moshe, I'm not sure what that is. So he says that Rabbi Yossi was just answering the specific question that Rabbi Yehuda asked. There's an answer for it, knowing that there's still a question besides. But you know, Rabbi Yehuda's question is that's not a kash. We still have to answer the question of Abram. That's some size mace and mace I've answered. What about Abram and mace and mace? I still have to answer. The answer like Rabbi Yehuda. But Israel the Lenevel Shalini's Kashrei Vorov begidden. So the luck is for every man to metame, it has to be that there are gidden. There's both gidden and atzamas. That's the definition of a neighbor. So in the beginning stages of a navel, it can have buzzer, it can have atzamas. The gidden develop later. And that's called Niskasher, Avar of the Gidden, that the Gidden which hold everything together have not fully developed. The moment miscarries, so that Nafel will not have a dinner of Avram and Amaz, because it doesn't have Gidden, or the appropriate amount of Gidden. But it would be Matama, because it's a complete mace. So Hakanami, the Nafel, Shal Niskasher, Avar of the Gidden. So the same way Rabbi Yochanan answers that question on the Mishnah Oilus. So you give the same answer over here in the Mishnah by Nozer, that the case of Alameis is coming to be marba that scenario. Fine. Rabba Omar. When it's El Leroy Binyanoi, Leroy Minyanoi, Shane Behen Roy Batsomas. So the Mishnah Oilus says Roy Binyanoi and Roy Minyanoi. Our Mishnah does not mention Roy Binyanoi or Roy Minyanoi. Our Mishnah mentions Chatzi Kavatsomas, Shedrin Kogarlis, and Chatzi Kavatsomas. So the Mishnah Oilus adds the thing that Jermatama Ba'oil, that Roiv Minyan of that Tzomus, you have a very small child, even though you would have the Roiv Minyan of his bones, they don't add up to a Roiv Akav. So there's no Dintumas Oil because of the Roiv Akav Tzomus, but there is a Dintumas because it's Roiv Minyanoi. There's 248 avorim in a person, the Mishnah says. So 125 bones would be metama ba'oil, even though it's not a roiv akav. Roiv binyanoi. If the shedra is judged separately, but if you have the pelvic bones and you have one arm and one leg, so that's roiv of the parts of the bones which create the binyan of the person, even though it's not a roiv binyanoi, it's not a river kav, and it's not a shedra regardless. But that's also a tamar boil. So the Mishnah, when it said al ameis, those points are left out. But when you have a maze, you therefore have Rav Minyanoi, Rav Minyanoi, or Rav Minyanoi, even though there's not a Rav Atzamas, that'll be Matama. That's what's coming to be Nisrab in the word Alameis. Okay. Sucked the rush. He's coming just to frustrate us. Rehuda did not have that phrase. So Rehuda is teaching his shir, giving over that to the Nusach of the mission. All of a sudden this fellow pops in and says, but Rameir says not like that. So that was incorrect. According to Rehuda. Now, I think he changes the gerson not to vin nefel, lin nefel. So he's kasher ivor begidin. Tal ever mimenu enem galea. If it doesn't have gidin, there's no din of ever min a mace. Kiman the ain by gidin. There mean an enem tama boil achi by mashu baser begidin but samus. It has to have some baser and gidin in at samus. The Rav Binyanoi, Rav Binyanoi. Rav Binyanoi, Mepharash HaKamon, Shnei Shokayim, V'Yerech Echud. It has the two thigh bones and one leg bone. I'm sorry, okay, two thigh bones and one leg bone. Rav Binyanoi, Hanu Kuf Chav Hei Evorim. It's 125 Evorim. Even though it doesn't have Rav Bat Samas. So that's the Mishnah over there. Now, over here is the gate. It has, would have to be Chatzi Kav Bat Samas. In Lahaya Rava Binyan, a Rava Minyan, and Magalech Achi Bohem Chatzikav. So it does, if the bones don't add up to the Rav Binyan or the Rav Minyan, then the Shear is Chatzikav. Vyesh Swarm Garcina Kidamarava, Lenitsukha. Now we have in Rabbi Kidamar Yerchan, just like Rabbi Yerchan said, somewhere else. In Rava also they have the Girsa Kidamarava. So we don't have the Girsa in Rava. But some have the Girsa in Rava as well. Rabbi Yerchan and Rava Amri Messiah Amasis and the Oilus. So that Girsa, saying Rabbi said it somewhere else. Where on the Mishnah Oil is? Kiftani Elamatam Oil Amaze. Oil Amaze. Kzai's in Amaze. Vika Mifrika Porakaka. Kzai's Mimenal Matame Oil. Kula Lo Koshkane. Zotaraj. It doesn't work. That Girsa. We actually Ligris came. The oil is Kiftani Behead your Roy Bad Sandus. Me Roy Binion or Roy Minion. Actually, the Girsa, I don't think it has the word even. It has a member? I don't remember. I remember the Girsa being Rav Binyano, Rav Binyano, not with the mem. So, you can't answer on the Mishnah Oilus like Rav answering those over here. Because over there it says explicitly. Over here it doesn't mention those two things, so Mesa's come to remember that. It doesn't answer over there. Over there you're going to have to answer like a Rav. Now. What? We have two Mishnayos which have the phrase mace and kazayas ben mace. In both Mishnayos we have the question, why did it say the word mace? We have a Mishnah over here, the parallel Mishnah Masechta Kazayas. Our Gemara gives two terutzim. Why? Or three. The first has Rabbi Yossi, which is more full, does not use the mace. The Gemara says two terutzim over here. Why it says mace? Either the case where there wasn't enough basar or gidit. So based on the din of kazayis min a mace, it will not be tomei. Based on the din of ever min a mace, it will not be tomei. That's Rabbi Yochanan's terutz. Rabbi's terutz is discussing that there's the bones, the majority of the bones, or the majority of the structure. That's what the Mishnah is remarking on the word mace. Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz works over here and over there. Rabbi's Teretz doesn't work over there because the Mishnah says explicitly the words Rav Binyan, Rav Binyan over there. So the word mace can't be remarked in that case. I know it says explicitly in the Mishnah. Over here it doesn't mention it. It does not mention it. So over here it's a good Teretz. It doesn't work over there. So you can't be garbage. And we'll answer like Rabbi answered over there. Rabbi didn't answer over there because that's not a Teretz. Okay. Okay, the Rosh is going to bring another gear, so which the Rosh is going to disagree with. Okay, based on a Gemara later on. So now our mission says Shidra Balagogarlis. PH Svoris Swarm Garcina Lloyd Insukha will Shidra Balagogarlis. Now, yeah, the Rosh has to, obviously the Rosh has to be Masber. That's found in our Mishnah and the Mishnah Oilers. So, what is Rava saying? Like, how does it answer anything? So, you know what? Let's hold it here. We'll see that tomorrow.